Chapter 14. Nature's Cure. Comprehension. Read this radio interview. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Health Matters, Radio 4's weekly look at what's new in the world of medicine. My first guest this afternoon is Dr. Helen Gao, who works in a medical practice here in London. Welcome to the program, Dr. Gao.
Thank you very much, John.
Now, doctors are saying that they may have found a cure for many of the health problems people have today. What is this amazing new wonder drug, Dr. Gao?
Well, John, it may be a wonder drug, but it's certainly not new. It's just a simple drink of water.
A simple drink of water?
Yes, that's right. Doctors now believe that many of the illnesses and health problems people suffer from are simply caused by dehydration, or a shortage of water in the body. Most people are dehydrated at least some of the time, although probably not aware of it. In fact, if you feel thirsty at all, you're already suffering from the first stages of dehydration. We really should be drinking long before we feel thirsty. Dehydration is even more of a problem for the elderly, because our sense of thirst becomes less effective as we get older. This means that although they may not realize it, many old people are dehydrated most of the time.
What are some of the health problems that might be caused by dehydration?
There's a long list, John. Headaches, high blood pressure, asthma, and arthritis are some of the most common. Doctors also believe that dehydration may be one of the factors which cause people to eat too much and become overweight. Often people think that they're hungry, when they are really just thirsty. If they had a drink of water more often, they would eat much less.
Is drinking more water the solution for everyone?
In most developed countries, yes. Water is easily available, and there really is no need for people to be dehydrated. But in many poorer countries, of course, there simply isn't enough water for everyone to drink. Also, pollution and a lack of hygiene mean that drinking a glass of water straight from the tap would probably be more harmful than helpful to your health. And to make a final point, there are still many illnesses that can't be cured by drinking water. So we shouldn't stop going to see our doctors completely. However, if people made a point of drinking water every day, they might find that they become ill a lot less often.
I see. Well, thank you very much for sharing that very interesting theory with us today, Dr. Gao.
You're very welcome.